Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 3rd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the just ended MDCT Congress.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 590 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com.
It will galvanize the nation for the end game. The solution to the national crisis lies in us, to ourselves. Surrender and capitulation to our fate will not help much. We have to be brave and we have to take action. It means rejecting the economic misery brought upon us by ZANU-PF and reclaiming our share in the wealth of this country, which has been a prison for a parasitic clique in ZANU-PF. It means demanding to see what is not working to be fixed. From the economy, our democracy, our constitution, our rule of law, self-delivery, infrastructure, electricity, water and sanitation.
Ndinotenda vatsigiri vazhinji vese veMDC vakavhota paCongress. Zvisinei nekuti vakavhota ini kana kuti vakavhotera umwe asiri ini. Asi chakanyanya kukosha ndechekuti vana veMDC vakavhota murunyararo, havana kutukana, havana kurovana. Ndo zvatinoda isu musangano medu. Saka ndinoda kutenda nevatsigiri vakandivhotera nokuti ndakavhoterwa nevanhu vakawanda chaizvo.
Loku ukufaka amandla amanei esikhundleni sikamongameli wepati. Kupishe kufane kakhulu lalokhu okwenziwa kuZANU-PF ukuthiwa u-First Secretary ulamandla okuwa-appoint i-Politics Bureau, ulamandla okuwa-appoint i-Central Committee. Abantu ngalezi nsuku basebenzela ukuthiwa intando yeningi i-democracy ukuthi abantu balelungelo lokukhetha. Ngakho inhlanganiso enikeza amandla amaningi esikhundleni esisodwa ile ngozi yokuthi igcina isebenza against uZulu lo ethi yamsebenza.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the MDCT Congress.
The MDCT ushered new leaders at the Congress and the shock defeat of former organizing secretary Nelson Chamisa by former party spokesman Dacus Manzora has remained the major talking point.
Party leader Morgan Tsvangirai has also come under fire from some critics who are alleging that he has concentrated too much power in his office.
What do you think about these issues? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. And our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka Gibbs, nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya yeCongress yeMDC yakaitwa iyo kutanga nemusi wechishanu kukasarudzwa vatungamiri vatsva. Asi nyaya iri pamuromo yakawanda ndiyoyi yekukundwa kwakaitwa vainge vachiona nezvekurongwa kwemabasa kana kuti organizing secretary vaNelson Chamisa navaDouglas Monzora vaiona iwo nezvekuburiswa kwemashoko pachigaro changa chakatarisirwa zvikuru nevakawanda chemunyori mukuru webato. Vatsvangirai Muzvare Tokozani Kupe nasachigaro webato vaLove Momoyo vainge vadzorwa kare havana kumbono voterwa nekuti matunhu ose angati varambe vari panyanga. Asi vamwe vari kugununguna kuti kuda kuchinjwa kwebumbiro remutemo reMDCT kuchipiwa masimba ari kunzi nevamwe akawandisa kuna vatsvangirai inyaya inogona kuzonetsa mune ramangwana. Gibbs.
Yebombe zulu kandaba lingalithona njani lapho likhona khona ngaphoke ngemakhaya thina lo Blessing siyaphila sibili kwamagama. Ye, namhlanje ke esixoxa ngakho iKongolosi nale enziweyo eMDCT MTC T lei imela phela ibandla lika Morgan Tsvangirai wayengu Prime Minister weZimbabwe. So sikhuluma nje okwamanje kukhanya ngazani ke kunenge kwenzakale khona ngale Congress. Okunye kwangikhona ukuthi ke uMnumzana Tsvangirai ubiselwe ukuba ngupresident, kube sobuya lo vice wakhe uThokozani Khuphelayo ubiselwe, uNational Chairman laye ubiselwe uMr kumbe ngithi uMnumzana uLove Moyo. Labanye ke akade bejala ukuthi babe sezikhundleni zelezo. Kodwa ophumileyo ukhanya ngazani bamvotele ukuthi angabi khona. UMnumzana Nelson Chamisa siyalazi ijahetu sakhulayo njalo elalibambe isikhundla esiqakathekile sibili kuhulumende laku-MTC. Kukhanya ngazani ke isikhundla sakhe sesithethwe-ke uMnumzana uDouglas Monzora. Kube sokubuya-ke khona ngalo u-Treasurer General esasiphethwe-ke nguBenet kudala kanti sesibanjwe-ke nguTeresa Makone. Ye, uAbet Nico Bebe siyakwazi ukuthi ungenile uba organizing secretary lapho kwakulo mnumzana khona phela uChamisa sengene kwampana ke uBebe kube sobuya lezikhundla eziningi Mr. Obed Gutu umnumzana usenguye phela osekhulumela ke ibandla
information
kukhanya ngazani kuyajova mfowethu akukhulume sizwe ukuthi ungathini ngokubona khonapha.
Of course these are some of the resolutions at this Congress, interesting ones. Of course there is the what is called external resolution position on so-called rebels. The Congress resolved to ratify the decision of the National Council to expel Tendai Biti, Elton Mangoma, Solomon Madzore, and all the renegades who have transformed themselves into MDC renewal. This, of course, is a direct quote from the resolutions. And another resolution, it was on peaceful demonstrations. Congress noted that the new constitution allows citizens to peacefully demonstrate and petition the state on any grievance, and Congress therefore resolved that the party will embark on peaceful and constitutional demonstrations and other forms of expression around the issues to force the regime of Robert Mugabe to accept the need for reforms in the following, but not limited to, the Zimbabwe Election Commission, media, security sector, implementation of the constitution in its letter and spirit. There is also, of course, the controversial one where some are alleging that power has been concentrated in Mr. Tsvangirai's office.
Yes, how it reads. Structural changes. Congress resolved to amend the constitution to allow the president to be the custodian of the party name, custodian of all party assets, to supervise all in the leadership, to be the party's chief fundraiser, and to suspend National Standing Committee members through the National Council for breach of the party constitution. In this regard, the Secretary General shall no longer be responsible for all party affairs in the National Secretariat and shall report to the president. That's exactly how it is.
And I think we have our first guest, that is a political analyst and blogger, Blessing Vava. Mr. Vava, good evening.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Zulu. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thanks for joining us this evening. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Vava, what's your take on the MTC Congress, you know, the just-ended Congress?
Well, I must say we must commend the MDC for having such a peaceful Congress because there have been a lot of contestations with regard to the run-up to this Congress. But I must say that we are happy that there were no incidents of violence. But however, turning to the issues that were discussed at Congress, I think the MDC, the resolutions leaves a lot to be desired, considering that the MDC is a party that is just coming from a heavy defeat, electoral defeat by ZANU-PF in the previous election. But if you look at what were the key resolutions that came out of that Congress, it shows that the party was concentrating more on the issues that what I can call the trivialities, instead of concentrating much more on policy reform and make sure that they've rejuvenated their party to gain, to instill confidence in their supporters ahead of the election that is coming in 2018. Well, there are a lot of issues that are affecting the nation. As of now, ZANU-PF is in turmoil. The government is not delivering. But we didn't hear much on those discussions on the alternatives by the MDC to provide that alternative voice to make sure that come the election in 2018, Zimbabweans will be having a better option instead of ZANU-PF. Also, looking at one of their key resolutions of concentrating power on their president, it's quite unfortunate that the MDC had to come up with spend more time deliberating on concentrating power on their president instead of going into their party policies and trying to provide alternative leadership to ZANU-PF.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vava. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the just-ended MDCT Congress. Maybe, Gibbs, if you can give us the lineup, people who have voted in, maybe just quickly.
Yeah, quickly, as I said, the president is Mr. Moken Tswangirai, the vice president, Tozani Kupe, national chairperson, Lab Momoyo, deputy national chairperson, Moken Komichi, Secretary General Douglas Monzora, Deputy Secretary General Paulina Mpariwa, Treasurer General Teresa Makone, Deputy is Charlton Wende, Organizing Secretary Abednego Pepe, Deputy Thamsan Ngamahlangu, Information and Publicity Secretary Obed Kutu, the Deputy is Tabita Kumalo, Women Assembly Chair Lynette Karenyi Kore, and then the Youth Assembly Chair is Hepimo Chitsiba. Yes. So, you know, those that are absent from this list, there is Mr. Tapio Mashakata. He's not featuring there.
Indeed.
Then we've got Mr. Gift Chimwanikire. He's not featuring there. And obviously, Mr. Chamisa.
Indeed. Mr. Vava, we understand that Mr. Chamisa has not been reachable. Are you at all surprised?
Well, it's not surprising after facing such humiliation. If you probably look at the nomination process, it was almost certain that Mr. Chamisa was going to land the Secretary General's post, but well, the Congress came with another result, probably. That's what shocked him for now.
Thank you, Mr. Vava. Of course, the issue of the changes that are being proposed on the party constitution to concentrate powers in Mr. Tswangirai. Of course, last month we did talk to Mr. Tswangirai about these accusations. Of course, we'll play this tape later on just to hear about his responses on the changes to the constitution. Asiregaitimbo toram tereri vambewe magadi. Vambewe magadi.
Tiripo magadi ongoma blessing.
Aiwa tiripo. Muriko wana sei Congress MDC.
Aiwa abuona wakaifamisa zvakanaka. Hapana chakaipa vanhu vakataura zvanoda zvanofunga zvakanaka uchaizvo.
Zvii zvamakutarisira kubatwe. Tichienda mberi.
Kutoona tichitosimba kubva izvozvi. So ndoda kuti kuna Chamisa asarwadziwe. Nguva yekuchinja ndokuchinja vanhu inonzi demokrasi yacho yavari kuita kwete zvekutaura navamwe kuti hanzi ii wondoka unotanga marwa then wozouya mutungamiri wozobva kana mahwina haafani kubva pachiri kurwiwa vanhu ngavasangotaura zvisina basa
ko vamwe vambeve vari kugunun'una kuti masimba anenge awandisa muhofisi yavatsvangirai zvekuti vamwe havana chisvinu chavaakuita.
Aiwa, apa vakabvira zvive zvakatoana nabiti because biti ainge akurana pati kuti anga ari kurana takshop.
Saka muri kutsigira zvese zvakabuda.
Hazvinamboipa. Hazvinamboipa kana mbichana zvinhu zvakanaka zvibereki.
Saka muri kuona kumberi uko zvakajeka zvekuti bato rinokwanisa kukunda musarudzo dza 2018.
Vanotopinda apa nezvino nebva kwamupokoto iri kuitika iva havanopinda.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Pinda zvakanaka chaizvo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vambewe nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka kwazvo.
Tinotenda. Of course, Mr. Mbewe is saying there's nothing wrong in concentrating power in Mr. Tswangirai's office because what happened in the past, you know, is a lesson. Essentially saying if you don't learn from history, you risk repeating it with all its imperfections. So he's saying what has been done is good. And of course, he's saying he's confident that the team that was elected into office will lead the party to glory.
Ngesintu-ke nxa singakhuluma-ke ngalokho okuthiwa ngama-structural changes ngitshele-ke uZulu sokukhanya ukuthi-ke sokuguqulwa isisekelo sebandla le-MDC T okwenzakalayo-ke ukuthi sokuthiwa-ke umnumzana uTswankirayi nguye oyabe sesibambile khona ngale kubandla uyabe khangele khonaoko kuthiwa iparty yona ngwayo ukuthi isimboli yangkhona nguye oseyibambile kuzobuya njalo ukuthi impahla yonke ebandla kumele ikhangelwe nguye bese kubuya ukuthi nguye futhi okhangela ukuthi kambe abanye abakhokhela khonapho benza njani kuleli bandla xa sokubuya futhi lokuthi kudingwa imali nguye oseyingqulele yangkhona ukuthi uyadinga imali bese kubuya lokuthi-ke i-national standing committee selelungelo lokuthi angaqotsha amfunayo ngaqotsha omfunayo khonapho kumele abe sesiya ku-national council afike abatshele ukuthi hhayi kulo muntu oyo nje osephambanisekile izinto eziningi bese kubuya njalo lokuthi-ke umnumzana uTswankirayi usethe khona wathatha amandla ka-s d usecretary general ukuthi konke okusecretariat kuye phela umele othi yangayanga kuzima mfowethu ngeke khulume lo mnumzana umandla Mr. Mandla good evening and welcome to the program.
Yes, how are you guys?
Oh, very fine. How are you?
No, I'm doing good.
Good. Where are you in South Africa?
Now I'm in Mpumalanga now.
Oh, very good. So tell us, what do you think about this issue?
That thing is a bit tricky. I don't exactly understand the reasons why they loaded all those duties on a particular individual. It's something that is open for discussion. Let me put it that way. Mm-hmm. But there is no solid reason of overloading one person with all those responsibilities, because from what you are saying now, and when I read it over the newspaper and in the internet, I read about that issue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he is now the president of the party, he is the secretary general of the party, he is the fundraising committee of the party. He's almost everything, but in one individual, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was a gentleman enough, let me put it that way, if he was a gentleman enough, there was no reason for the party to be afraid of the SD of the party. They were supposed just to let the constitution as it is. I think the issue that happened about it was a personal issue between Tsvangirai and the DT. It was not something that had to do with the constitution of the party. So with that, they are not solving anything, because that same constitution that they are going to write, it will give us problems again, because that leaves Tsvangirai with the leeway to do whatever he wants to do over a night or during the day or at any given hour. So he has all the powers with him now, which is the same scenario again that we are complaining about with this Gushugo dynasty thing.
Mm. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So it is the same thing. In other words, we are not transforming anything. We are just taking the baton from the Kushungo dynasty to Buera dynasty. You see, so to me, it's not proper. They were not supposed to have done that. Mm-hmm. They are not supposed to tamper with the constitution of the party. Douglas Monzora is a lawyer by profession. He knows the law. I don't see him infringing into Tsvangirai's powers or trying to override the right to Tsvangirai. I think my understanding is they must leave that constitution as it is. It was a personal issue between DT and Tsvangirai and nothing else.
Mm. Thank you very much, Mr. Mandla. And have a nice night there, eh?
Okay, well.
So according to uMandla lapha uthi ke nxa usubiza ke umnumzana uTswankirayi ngama titles akhe wonke uyabusithi Mr. President, Secretary General, Chief Fundraiser, and supervisor of the party.
Mm.
Yeah.
Of course, last month we did ask Mr. Tsvangirai about the proposal to amend the constitution. And this was his response when we talked to him about the issue of the party constitution and the powers of the president.
This is fiction. Every time we go to a Congress, as we are preparing for the October Congress, structures are given an opportunity to look at the constitution with the intention of reviewing whatever section needs amendment given our experience. So the process which is taking place is a grassroots-based process. The people are giving inputs to the committee or to the commission that we have set up. The commission or the committee has not even reported to the organs of the party. Once they are through, they will come to the executive who will examine the report and they will send it back to the structures to verify their input before we send it to the National Council and then before we submit it to Congress. So that process is still ongoing. There is no such thing that I want to manipulate the people. After all, I've spent the rest of the almost 35 years of my life in the trade unions and in the party fighting against dictatorship. I am totally loose when people suggest or even suggest that I intend to be a dictator, which I am not. MDC, I see about Tsvangirai, MDC in the island. Masimba Ruta or Wawan, this is Masimba. There is a party in the Congress. Ma organs, a party, Pandara Party, like Tarra Bumbirum Temo. In fact, it's a requirement of the Constitution. Kutuan Gavata, the Constitution, one of my areas. My areas are out of the risk. No, Baguan, as if you could not angry. And the Masimba Rutorwa, in this room, Mendes, Masimba Rutorwa, Dokunia Berana, Wamajiti, Masimba, Doctor Samugabe, could you watch? Mr. Wedway MDC, Unem Fumo, you could go on a constitution. To make committee at Agaisa, Yatil de Ranica, S.H. Punza, and one of my views out. And to doubt all my views, you are. Agora the basis you to run wagozochinja bumbiro mtemo, not because Tsvangirai aripoka na tapo.
That, of course, there is the MDCT leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, in his own words about the constitution, Gibbs.
Yeah, ngokucho kwakhe sibili ukuthi akula ndaba lokhu ngaba lawo amandla lawo xa ewaphiwe ngabantu. So ke siyamuzwa kakhulu. Yimbona zani sesilo umuntu ecingweni lapha ke blessing. Our second guest, and that is Mr. Bekezela Matuma. He's an independent political analyst based in Gwanda. That is Matabele South Province. Hey, Mr. Matuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibson. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, it is a challenge. Sintu kona pukuti kambe ukubona njani kona ukwenza le kubandla le MTC ukwekhongolos.
Bangakhuluma ukuthi hayi labanye bafote bathini bathini kile the bottom line is the MTC asebevuvelayo namuhla. I see the original MPC around the world. The constitution is completely far away from what MPC had before in 1990 around the world. So I'm literally accepted the MPC. Why Kubela was an OP? This is an OP exactly next to the Republic. When I'm the constitution in the air. The other work was Kumila and would be a problem if you were a secretary general. So that the president, their party now becomes the first secretary, president and first secretary. Literally, we cannot run away from the national university. We are creating a dictator. So, Utsvangirai should not try and take us for granted. He has won in the game. We see where all this is going and where all this is coming from. If we contest us on the team, who suggests that now and was a CNDC, as we know, that all of them are going to be a president of the crisis and contagion to the team, who is basically the first one to the fact we need to have an analysis on the team. But this constitution is now exactly what is on the team. And we so last change, I would try to see the 70. So I do not expect that I am a challenge of the government. I'll say that MPC
Yes, I was a cool game, but my cousin, what he's saying is that this is no longer the original MTC of 1999. So MTC is now like a ZANU-PF clone, you know, when you look at the constitution. He says the secretary general's position has been converted to almost the same to that of the ZANU-PF constitution, in which the first secretary is the president of the party. So you still remember that ZANU-PF used to have a secretary, but then they changed and then had the president taking over, you know, all those kind of positions. So he says, there's something going on here.
Rigati dzoke kwamuri vavava panyaya kuti MDC iri kuda kuratidzira mugwagwa apa muri kupaona sei?
Kuratidzira kuda kuitwa nebato re MDC andioni zvinhu zvinhu zvakashata nekuti gumbiri remutemo riripo rinobvumidza kuti zvinhu zvakadaro zvine zvinenge zvichiitika uyezve kana vamacitizens achive achinyunyuta neutongo hunenge huchiitika kuda utongo kuda yenyaya yeikonomi kuda yenyaya yechinhu zvinhu zvinokurudzirwa kuti vanhu vaite vachiisa puresha kuhurumende yamugabe kuti aiwa vanhu vari kunyunyuta nematongero avo vanhu havasi kufara nezviri kuitika munyika muzvipatara hamina mishonga zvikoro vana havasinda kuzvikoro nenyaya yekuti mafees aakudhura asi handioni bato remdc rine capacity yekumobilisa mazimbabwens akawanda kuti vaa vanoenda mumigwagwa varatidzire tikatarisa MDC for the past 5 years yanga iri muinclusive government yakakanganisa momentum yemazimbabwens mazhinji nekuti vanga vaakudya nebato rezanupf vachikanganwa donzo ravo guru ravanga ravapindira imomo rekuti vakonsolidete magains avanga vawana kuitira kuti vazokwanisa kuravabvisi bato rezanupf.
Thank you so much, Koma Vava Rambai Muri Parunare. Of course, we have some messages on WhatsApp. First, we have Saunyama Nuti, Tapinda Tapinda na Mkoma Dagao. Yeah, Tongai says, a greater achievement has been achieved. It shows that there is maturity within the party. Let's hope all will be done peacefully and there will be stability. Sorry, Chamisa. Wakururwa senyatera muka amaone kwakabuda nezuwa. After all, this is long from right moyo in South Africa. I don't know what that means. There is nothing wrong in giving Tsvangirai more powers. He is the president and head of the party. He holds the biggest position, meaning he is the leader. How can one lead when he does not yield the power? He will be more of a puppet than a leader. So, of course, Tongai is saying, Mr. Tsvangirai, it's good that he be given more powers. Those are some of the texts that we are receiving. Tinemwe mtereri, RT Anonzi, listen. Makadi mkoma, listen. Tiripo, so edumuri say?
I can't complain.
Mm-hmm. Tipeo pfungwadze, nyipanya ye kongresi.
You know, democracy is at stake.
Pamuri pane radio erine kuti phone yenyu iri kuita maungira. Yeah, dzorai volume nekuti mukavhurisa volume hatinzwanani panenge pakutoita dambudziko.
You know, my point and my contribution is that democracy is at stake in most parts of the country. In other words, I only want to say that people are trying to have peace, people are trying to come together. The more they try to do that, the more confusion we have. So in other words, I only want to put a point to say that we can try to preach peace, try to preach democracy, but when you try to preach those things, the more confusion we have in the world. America is saying that the most democratic people, but they're killing in Afghanistan. MDC is saying that the most important people in Zimbabwe. But nothing is happening. People are trying, running out of the
Mkoma, listen, please do stay on the line. We are going to take a short break and then we'll continue with our discussion. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned, Zimbabwe.